Shedeur Sanders may be the favorite to be the number one overall pick in the 2025 NFL draft, but the dude's got a lot of growing up and maturing to do. I'm Pete Mundo, Heartland College Sports. We cover the Big 12. Thanks for joining us. Subscribe to the show. Hit the button right below. We appreciate you being here as a part of it. So if you didn't see this, Shedeur Sanders went viral this week for a tweet or an X post. Still messed that up. In regards to a former player. So The Athletic wrote a big piece, and the headline was, "What Happened to Deion Sanders' Colorado Castoffs? Revisiting a Record-Setting Exodus." And, you know, talked about Deion taking over last year, the amount of players that ended up leaving, and kind of like a where they're at now type of a piece. And there's one quote in here from a former Colorado Buffalo that stood out above the rest. And the quote was from Xavier Smith, cornerback. And here's what he ended up saying. He ended up saying here to The Athletic, the actual quote, and actually a safety, he said, quote, "Deion was destroying guys' confidence and belief in themselves. The way he did it, it could have been done with a little more compassion." That is the quote from Xavier Smith, former Buffalo, who ended up transferring to Austin Peay. He also says here about Deion, "I was actually getting mad, like tears coming to my eyes, because, bro, you never even tried to get to know me." That is a quote from Xavier Smith recalling Deion Sanders telling him he should enter the spring transfer portal last year. So here's a guy shares this quote with The Athletic. It goes viral. Deion's kid, Shedeur, the quarterback, shares that post and leaves the following comment. "I don't even remember him, TBH, to be honest. Bro had to be very mid at best." Now, I didn't slur my words. I read verbatim what Deion Sanders' kid, Shedeur, the quarterback, said. Ion. I-O-N. I don't even remember him, TBH. Bro had to be very mid at best. Basically, he says, who cares about this kid? He sucked anyway. He wasn't going to play. Now, it's one thing to say that when you're the quarterback, it's a bad look. It's an even worse look to say it when you're the quarterback and you're the son of the coach who just happens to be Deion Sanders. Like, I want Shedeur Sanders to do well. I want Colorado to do well. I want him to have a good career. If he ends up being the top pick in the 2025 NFL draft, God bless him. But there's no need to be a douche about it. Like, you might say, I'm just defending my father. The guy's a safety at Austin Peay, for crying out loud, who transferred to UTEP. Okay, maybe he took a slight shot in some roundabout way, but the guy's a former three-star prospect. He's played at Austin Peay for a year. He's going to UTEP. I mean, for goodness sakes, don't punch down. I mean, it's an age-old adage in any industry. You don't punch down. You just look petty. You know, whether it's politics, whether it's business, whether it's sports, you look petty. You look small when you punch down. You're the quarterback of the Colorado Buffaloes. Your dad is prime. He's the coach. You're the favorite to be the first pick in the 2025 NFL draft. Why, I don't know, but you are. Like, just let it be. And if you want to, like, I got to say, I must defend my father's name, or, you know, if you got to say that. First off, can you use the English language, please? Is that too much to ask for Shedeur Sanders to, like, speak English in his tweets? I'll tell you right now, if I'm drafting a guy to be the face of my franchise, I'd like him to use the English language in his social media posts. Shedeur Sanders does not do that. As far as I can tell, at least based on this one X post. Let me read it again, because maybe you know what this means. I mean, I know what it means, but it's difficult to understand. I don't even remember him. I-O-N. He's saying, I don't remember him. Like, that's not difficult. I don't. We learned that in, like, second grade. Let's do that. I'd like my quarterbacks that are faces of billion-dollar operations to use the English language in their social media posts. You know, call me crazy, call me old school, but I'd like that. And I'm pretty sure that, you know, 32 NFL GMs and owners would like that too. So Shedeur Sanders is hurting his draft stock here in a way that he hasn't really considered, but should. And that's the frustrating part of this. You just saw over the weekend, Spencer Rattler, former OU quarterback, then at South Carolina. You saw him fall all the way to the fifth round. And according to reports, part of the reason he fell to the fifth round was because of an appearance in high school on a reality TV show, QB1. I watched it. I don't know if I watched the one with Spencer Rattler. I watched the one with the guy that, I'm blanking on their names, but I watched one of the first QB1s years ago. Bunch of flameouts at this point. I don't know where they are. One guy went to Wake Forest, I think. The other guy, where did he go? Miami. And he was all over the map, this guy. But anyway, neither here nor there. That's the show that Spencer Rattler appeared on. And I'm watching it, and whatever, it was fine. But Spencer Rattler didn't look good. Yelling at teammates, being a douche. I mean, just not being the leader that you want. And he was 17, 18 years old, right? He was a kid. I don't know if he's matured, but clearly it turned off enough NFL scouts and GMs where Spencer Rattler dropped to the fifth round. Now, here's Shedeur Sanders, a year away from being drafted, and reposting articles and quotes that former teammates gave to The Athletic, guys who are now playing at Austin Peay and then UTEP, which is where the safety, Xavier Smith, is right now, and basically ripping the guy a new one. That's a turnoff, man. That is not going to work out the way you think it's going to work out if you're Shedeur Sanders. So I know you're Deion's kid. I know you think you're untouchable, but just chill out and don't punch down. It's not difficult. It's really not. Get in the playbook. Get in some throws. Work on some routes with your wide receivers. Get Travis Hunter out there. But don't be doing this nonsense, because there's nothing good that can come out of it for you. Okay, fine. You get a bunch of attention on social media. Fine. We do shows like this. But man, that ain't going to make you rich. That ain't going to make you famous, or more famous, I should say, and more rich, which is really what you want, I think, an NFL legacy. This is not the kind of stuff that is going to do it. Okay? It's one thing if you're Deion Sanders in your prime time, you know, but that was okay. That kind of Deion flash works at that time, at that position. I'm looking at the best quarterbacks right now. The guy I want to run my team. The Patrick Mahomeses, the Jalen Hurtses, the Josh Allens. Are they doing stuff like this on social media? I don't think so. I think Brock Purdy, whatever you think of him, he got to the Super Bowl. You think he's doing stuff like this on social media? Don't think so. Shedeur Sanders should take a page out of their books. Less is more and no punching down. That's it. I just had to hop on here tonight and drop this for you because it was driving me nuts as I watched this story unfold earlier in the day on Tuesday. I'm Pete Mundo, Heartland College Sports. It's great to have you guys here. As always, make sure you hit that subscribe button below the show. Drop that 5-star rating and review on the podcast and join our free Heartland College Sports message boards. We've got great interaction on there. I want to see you on there. We're going to start giving away prizes on there as well to the best posts of the week. So be sure you're hopping on the message boards. Click on the members forums tab at the top of the Heartland College Sports homepage. I'm Pete Mundo. We'll talk to you soon.